Some of you are very capable of doing that. Get in your parts. I want to start with Yusei this morning, and there are some rhythms in that song Yusei that we're probably going to need to go over again. Where's Michael? Okay, there's Michael and Mike. Mike's right there. And Joanna? Okay. So anyway, we're probably in Lee's back there too. So we're probably going to want to look at some of those rhythms a little bit in this song. And when we get to them, if I can't do them right, there'll be somebody here that can, okay, get them right. So I want to do that. Before we begin, I just want to tell you guys, we have this. I haven't said this to Michael yet, but he didn't call me back, so it's his fault. We have today, we've got the next Sunday, and I think one other Sunday after that. Next Sunday, as I did with Mike Tyer, I'm going to ask Michael Kruger to do something for me. I've been studying a song that Joanna has written that I think is very promising song. It's very good. It's one that I think we ought, it's kind of catchy, and I think it's one that we ought to study and take a look at. So I'm going to ask Michael next Sunday if he would to teach us Joanna's song. Isn't it amazing that we have so much talent here? I mean, musically. I've never been in a congregation where there was so much just pure, raw musical talent that we have, you know, here in this congregation, and so much desire to learn new songs. You know, that the one we're going to look at, this will be the last one we learn new besides what Michael's going to teach us, and maybe one more simple song that Glenda wrote. I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart how thankful I am that you've been so patient with me in these songs. The elders asked me specifically to do this, and they wanted praise songs. Mike has told me before, I think Brian has as well, that's what they desire. They want us to learn some more praise songs. And so that's what we've been doing. And it's been a blessing for me because I've been able to, you know, to pick them out, the ones I like. So I hope that you've enjoyed the selections too. And so anyway, Michael, if next week, at the first part of our class, if you would teach, the PowerPoint's there in Solfege, Michael will teach us that. And I think you'll love it. And I'm thankful for Joanna that she put it together. How many years ago was that then? 2016. So it's been about 5 years since she wrote it. And, you know, Mike Tyer wrote those two songs. I don't know when, but he kind of stopped after that because I think he thought maybe they didn't have any potential, but they very much do. I was humming them. Anytime I hum a song after I learn it, I know something good about that. Okay, so I hope Mike continues to write, and Joanna too, and for that matter, Michael could write as well if he wanted to. Okay, you say. Now we're going to get to some parts here in this song that, again, the rhythms that I think we didn't do them right last time. And they're hard, you know. And Rick was saying, I'll just tell you what Rick said. Rick said, you know, we didn't do those rhythms right. And I said, yeah, well, I know that. And he said, but it doesn't matter. He said, if we like it the other way, we can do it that way. But I think what we need to do is at least try to get them right. And we got enough musicians in here to where we can get it right. Whatever it is. Now, before we start, I'm just going to ask you again, is this just about performing music? No. I don't like that word, not in here. What are we doing? We're learning new songs. We are practicing new songs, and we are studying the words of these songs such that we can do what? Praise God, and what else? Edify ourselves and edify who else? One another. And I'm going to tell you, It's a great evangelistic tool. I know this because I've been around and I've seen what it can do. Great songs can influence people to ask questions about the truth. Okay, let's go ahead and pick this up and let's see what we can do. I've had several people tell me how much this song touched them. It touched me. I got an email from somebody about this song, so I'm glad that it's had a good effect upon you. In key of F. Do, alto, do, bass, do, mi, soprano, mi, so, mi. Ready?
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am because I need to know.
You say I am loved, right? Is that right? You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. Is that right? Okay. So I think, huh?
Feel a thing.
Feel a thing. Feel a thing. Feel a thing. Okay. When I can't feel a thing. When I can't feel a thing. All right. And I'll probably mess it up again, but that's the way it's supposed to be. What happened to my, what am I doing? My, you know you're getting old when you lose your stuff.
Here.
Yeah. I tell you what, I have it in your pocket, you can't find it. All right. Let's go back. All right. Okay. Right there. Do, bass, alto, mi, soprano, sol, tenor, mi. Ready? Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am because I need to know. Oh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say to me, I believe. The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity. Oh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me, I believe. Taking all I have and now I'm laying it at your feet. You'll have every failure, God, you'll have every victory. Oh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held
When I am falling short, and when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours, and I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me, I believe, oh, I believe. Okay, go back. I have messed that up, and so I think it's all of us. What you say of me, I believe too. Let's see, that would be, help me out here for a minute. Count it out. What you say of me, I believe. Oh, I believe.
On the end.
On the end, yeah. Oh, I believe. All right. Okay. Let's try that again. Let's see, it's on the and of one, right? Okay, somebody sing it for me then, because I'm not getting that. Are you, go to the next page. No, to the end, all the way to the end. Yeah, because I don't think any of us are. Some of us are. Yeah, right there. Okay. Let's see. Say it again.
So if you start at the bottom line, what do you
say of me? I believe. Oh, I believe. Okay. Oh, I believe. So, all right. All right. Glory, and I believe. Oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe. Oh, I believe. I heard some good low bass there. All right, okay. Anybody else? Guys, is there something else? What about the rhythm? Was that better? Rhythm better? Okay. Ladies, did you enjoy? I actually heard some soprano that time. That was a good thing. Yeah, I'm liking that. Okay, all right, let's see. We don't have a whole lot of time left, so I want to introduce the next song. We got 30 minutes, all right. Well, I need at least that long to... This may be the hardest song we've learned yet, and I thought it would be, frankly, one of the easier songs. But once I got into it, I mean, I love to sing it, and once I got into it, I thought to myself, this is pretty tough. Who you say I am. So let's bring that up, and then let's turn on Praise and Harmony. But look, guys, I want to say there is, you know how on Shout Hallelujah, there's another part that Caitlin sings all the time when she comes in, and some of the recordings have that other part in there. Well, there's another part on this song that Keith Lancaster sings. Okay, and we don't have to sing that, but if some of you later on learn that part and want to sing it, well, that's fine, because I think it kind of adds to the song. I really like this song for a lot of reasons. I think it's a faith builder, and we'll read the words here first and then listen to it, and then we'll give it a shot. Okay, who am I that the highest King would welcome me? Next page. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Free at last, he has ransomed me. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. So one of the other things I want to point out to you here is that once you learn, I call it for instance, the first couple of bars there,
When you learn those notes, you're going to see them repeated over and over and over and over again. So once you learn them, you're going to notice that it's the same thing over again, which that makes it easier. The rhythms in here are pretty tough. They're very tough, in fact. And I'm sure that I will mess them up, okay? But that's okay, because we got people in here that can straighten us out, all right? Okay. All right, let's listen to Praise and Harmony, and y'all tell me if you like this song. About that. Beautiful. You like that? Powerful song. It really is. Now, I know some of you are going to break out into Keith Lancaster's little deal there here later on. Watch y'all jump off into that. I guarantee if Caitlin comes here, she'll be doing it. But anyway, tell you what, let's go back through the first part of the song with Praise and Harmony, if you don't mind. Robert, and let's just do the first part of this, maybe a couple of pages together. You're going to notice that the first part of this song, we're in unison. We're singing the same thing, all right? There is a place in here, and when we get to it, I'll point it out, that you're going to be holding two full beats before you start again, and it's going to confuse you because earlier you're not holding that long, you're just holding one beat. And so again, the rhythms are kind of kind of rough, okay? All right, let's play it, and then those of you that will sing it, please sing along with it, and then we'll try it by ourselves, okay?
Would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me.
Turn it up, Robert.
For me. Sets free. Indeed, I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. His grace runs deep.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2. Stop. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2. While I was a slave. So that's a quarter rest. So it's two beats, all right? The first one was one beat, okay? So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2. While I was a slave, like that, right? While I was a slave to sin. Is that right, guys?
1, 2, while I.
Yeah, 1, 2, while I. 1, 2, while I, okay? Sir?
I was saying they need to get the rest off the key signature.
Boy, I know that's right. The first time I saw that, yeah. Yeah. Okay, pick it up, Robert, again from the front. And once we get down to the chorus, we'll try it by ourselves.
Who am I that the welcome me to the
Let's go back to the front of this and let's try it ourselves. And we'll just. How's that?
I hear some verses before.
You're hearing somebody sing an additional part.
Okay.
Is what you're hearing. And that additional part is not written. It's just something that, you know, the guy put in there. And I think it's good. Okay. I like it, but it's not what we need to worry about right now. So.
Who am I that the high?
I was just getting confused.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's easy to get confused, especially when you're listening to that, trying to read the music, and plus they're singing parts that aren't hearing the music. So, all right, let's give this a shot. Guys, I'm going to really need your help on this. So, I wanted to, yes, sir. I was going to do that. Very much going to do that. In fact, I was going to ask y'all, you say, I'm not sure we're taking that fast enough now that we know it. Oh, you know, that's the first time I think Lee has ever told me that that was the right tempo. Yeah, I didn't forget that right. Wait, what's today? The 14th. Okay, would you mark that down, Muffy? I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's a thoughtful song. This one right here is probably, might be just a little quicker later on. So let's take it slower, all right? And for fun, let's see what happens to it. Y'all always do good, so. No, so we're all on the same note, same note. I think it goes like this. Who am I that the high, like that, no? Four, five, six, one. Who am I? Yeah.
Like, just so that everybody knows where we're at.
Yep. We don't do that in the church.
Yeah, this one just jumps the gun so yeah, hard on
it. I know. Mike is absolutely right about that. Absolutely right. All right, let's try that. Oh, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Who am I that the high esteem would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in of his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the Son sets free.
Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, while I was a slave, like that, okay? Listen, that is not easy. I bet you Mike would tell you that even his choruses, which...
It's probably because, like we were just saying, like it flips over and you're going, like it
look ahead.
Yeah.
Like if it was one of my classes, I'd tell like, take that rest and write it on the previous page so that you know that it's coming.
I know somebody that can do that. All right.
Okay. One, and also two, the last thing before this, like, go back two slides, I think.
Two slides.
That am, like, you have to hold that extra long. That God, yes, I
am. Yeah, because that dotted half note is a whole measure. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's the whole thing. Okay, and when I first saw that, don't feel bad, when I first saw that, she jumped my case and said, well, that's a whole measure. Okay, Mom. All right, let's pick it back up. Let's see. Where are we? Let's go back to something easier to start. I'll just start over. Okay, so here we go. No, so we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Who am I at the highest king would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in of his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the Son sets free. I'm a child of God, yes I am.
That'll wear you out, won't it? Whew. Yeah. Anything else, guys, that y'all see? Yes, sir.
And the opening section, there's a lot of unison and octaves, like the way the tenors have moving lines. And so, I was just the whole balance. My band teacher was just coming up. But, you know, if the tenors sing louder because they got moving lines, then.
Yeah, the tenor, you know how I've told you before, y'all, that sometimes I think the bass, if the bass is really sung well and rich, it really enriches the whole song. I think in this case, the tenor. Yes?
Just to note, the score is 13-4. Because there's four. But there's just not, and in any choir,
I fall in that group. Yeah. Well, in this case right here, I typically have more sopranos than I know what to do with, and here we don't have that many. I mean, like that song that I led last Sunday, He Bore It All? I'm going, the church doesn't know this song, He Bore It All? I'm going, what happened? And then I dropped out just to be sure everybody knew the song, because sometimes all I can hear is myself and nothing, baby. I mean, it just was nothing. I went, whoo, we need to learn He Bore It All. But anyway, yeah, Lee, you're exactly right. We have to be patient.
See,
yeah.
But I guarantee you, whether we do
Yeah, that's right. And I'm going to tell you what, God Almighty, I think, is pleased that we're making this kind of effort. I do, because I know that he set this command into motion for a reason. Yeah, Mike.
I was wondering if we have do we have 5 minutes? Is that the first spell?
Yeah.
Could we do that part with the quarter rest? It keeps messing me up.
Yeah, we sure can. Let me see. Flip it a page there. Forward. Yeah, keep going. Okay, we're getting close. It's the second verse. Okay, go back. I'm sorry, I thought you were at the first of the song. Yeah, keep going. Going back. There, right there. Okay, let's start. We'll start there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Free at last, he has ransomed me, his grace wrought. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Let's get it right. Woo. Do so, do so. Let's get it right. Do so. Ready? Ready? Free at last, he has ransomed me, his grace runs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me, who the Son sets. Okay, so did everybody get that better that time? Okay. Do it again. Mama says do it again. So we're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. All right. Right. Let's see. So somebody have perfect pitch? Throw that up there. Let's see. Do so. Ready? Do so.
Free at last, he has ransomed me, his grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died. Oh,
of the nice things about that extra part is that you can hear. The reason why I did it is because you can hear how long you've got to hold it, okay, before you go to the next part. Okay, the kids are out of class. Thank you very much, so much. Michael will teach us Joanna's song, first part of next Sunday.